Artwork 1, Marion Drew. This artwork is by Marion Drew and consists of four black and white photographs printed on mirror. It is located on the long wall to the left of the main entry. The works are unframed and printed using a process called dye sublimation on mirror glass. The works float off the wall in a single row with gaps between them. Each work features a photograph of a natural landscape in southeast Queensland, taken by Alfred Elliot, that has been manipulated by Marion. She has removed parts of the sky, water, and ground so that these sections are mirror. The first work, titled Tingalpa Creek, measures 50 centimetres high by 70 centimetres wide. The bottom half of the photograph depicts a creek and the top third depicts the sky. The areas where the sky was in the top third and water was in the bottom half have been partially removed, leaving the mirror surface exposed. Dense trees line the low embankment and hills, creating a U-shape around the creek. To the left of centre, a very small figure is waist-deep in the water. In the bottom right corner, two small figures play in the rocky shallows. Nearby, a young child in a hat and sunglasses leans forward, arms outstretched towards a small toy sailboat. The second work, titled A Corduroy Bridge, Maroochy River, measures 70 centimetres high by 50 centimetres wide. It depicts a low corduroy bridge made of side-by-side logs across the centre. The bridge crosses a swampy section of the Maroochy River. The area where the sky was in the top half and water was in the bottom half have been partially removed, leaving the mirror surface exposed. Behind the bridge is a partially cleared strip of land with tall, leafless trees. A man stands in the centre of the bridge with three large, lean dogs resembling greyhounds and a much smaller dog to the far left, possibly a Jack Russell Terrier. The man is wearing trousers, a loose white shirt, an open dark vest, and a black bowler hat. The man and all four dogs are looking directly at the viewer. A grassy embankment occupies the front left corner and bottom of the photograph, and clumps of water lilies and reeds are scattered in the water. The third work, titled Tibragargan, measures 50 centimetres high by 70 centimetres wide. It is a stereograph of Mount Tibragargan, which is a side-by-side, almost identical image of the same subject captured by Elliot. The mountain with its gentle slopes, curved corners, and central protruding mound dominates the top half of the photograph. On the right, the branches of a tall, leafless tree arch over and away from the mountain. The areas where the sky was at the top have been removed, leaving the mirror surface exposed. Tibragargan is part of the Glasshouse Mountains and is of custodial significance to the Gubbi Gubbi and Jindabara people. The fourth and final work, titled Anogra Creek, measures 50 centimetres high by 70 centimetres wide. It is also a stereograph and depicts a section of Anogra Creek with dense, lush trees at the water's edge. The areas where the sky was in the top right corner and the curved pool of water was in the bottom half have been removed, leaving the mirror surface exposed. To the centre right, there are two very small figures standing and crouching on the embankment in dark suits and light hats. Marion is interested in how our interpretations of photographs are shaped by our past experiences. In this way, photographs become a mirror to ourselves. In these works, you can see your reflection and become part of Elliot's photographs. In that moment, the past merges into the present and the present into the past. Marion lives in Brisbane and is currently completing a PhD at the Canberra School of Art and Design, Australian National University. She is interested in how photographic representations construct and reflect shifted cultural attitudes towards the natural world.